You are listening to the Gratitude Podcast, episode 81.
When I was 9 years old, my father went to prison for 23 years. And my mom had four children. She's an immigrant from Haiti, spoke no English. And life in America got really, really hard. And we spent a lot of time homeless, sleeping on other people's couches, living with my aunt. My mom couldn't barely keep a job. But I remember my mom always constantly being in a state of depression. But I would look around and I would say to myself, but you know what? We have a roof over our head, even though one time we lived in a house with no running water and no electricity for 4 years. And my mom would complain. And I would say to my mom, but mom, look at it. You got four of us and we live next door to the drug dealer and neither of us are on drugs. That's something to be grateful for. Right. So it's no matter how bad life is, it's to look at where you are and say, what is it that I have in my life right now that I'm grateful for? And you focus on that. You don't focus on what's wrong. You focus on what is right in your life right now. Right. So for me, at that stage of my life being, 10, 11 at that point when that's going on, I was so focused on, oh, my God, none of us take drugs. That's really good.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Today's episode is sponsored by Lumen, the first handheld device that can measure your metabolism in a single breath to tell you what fuel source your body is using for energy, fats, or carbs. Lumen's device and app provides you with personalized daily meal recommendations to help you reach your weight, nutrition, or fitness goals and has been scientifically validated. If you want to check out how you can hack your metabolism today, visit lumen.me. Use the code GRATITUDE25 to get $25 off at lumen.me.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with me, I have Naomi Sodoman. She's a passionate messenger, an advocate for women trapped in corporate America and desperate to escape. Her days and often her nights are devoted to helping them create a life filled with freedom, joy, and abundance. As a former nurse, registered nurse actually, with 15 years of critical care experience, she has mentored hundreds of newly pinned student nurses, helping them build confidence and develop the skills necessary to succeed in their demanding career where life and death hang on every decision. I love this about her, and I think that she can bring many stories regarding appreciating life to the table, and I think it can be a really interesting conversation. So welcome, Naomi. I hope that you feel welcomed and that we will have a great time together.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. You know, I'm so happy and grateful to be here. I couldn't wait to be on your podcast. I was literally bugging you all the time because, you know, my message to the world is freedom, joy, and abundance. And people often ask me, well, how do I become financially free? How do I become abundant? How do I have joy? And it actually starts with gratitude. That's like the very first step. And so when I saw your podcast, I said, oh man, I have got to be on this podcast.
I love it.
Super easy is just being grateful no matter where you're at.
I love it. I love it. And I have the same opinion about this, of course. I think that it is something that so many people talk about, so many successful people talk about when it comes to getting to where you want to be, that the first step is actually being grateful and appreciating life and the things that we already have. So if you could define it, I know that everyone has his or her own definition of gratitude. What does gratitude mean for you?
For me, gratitude means looking at every aspect of my life and focusing on what's right in my life. Because there's always going to be those things that I want, or that mountain that I'm going to want to climb. You know, there's always going to be that. But for me, is what is right in my life right now, you know? And I can speak to that because I had a very humble beginning. You know, when I was 9 years old, my father went to prison for 23 years. And my mom had 4 children. She's an immigrant from Haiti, spoke no English. And life in America got really, really hard. And we spent a lot of time homeless, sleeping on other people's couches, living with my aunt. My mom couldn't barely keep a job. But I remember my mom always constantly being in a state of depression. But I would look around and I would say to myself, but you know what? We have a roof over our head, even though one time we lived in a house with no running water and no electricity for 4 years. And my mom would complain. And I would say to my mom, but mom, look at it. You got 4 of us and we live next door to the drug dealer and neither of us are on drugs. That's something to be grateful for, right? So it's no matter how bad life is, it's to look at where you are and say, what is it that I have in my life right now that I'm grateful for? And you focus on that. You don't focus on what's wrong. You focus on what is right in your life right now, right? So for me, at that stage of my life, being, you know, 10, 11 at that point when that's going on, I was so focused on, oh my God, none of us take drugs. That's really good. You know, because there's so many other things that were going on. There's so many other young kids that were being killed and shot into violence, and none of that was going on. But when we get into that stage where we're so focused on what's wrong, we lose the big picture, right? We lose the big picture. And of course, you know, the law of attraction, right? What we focus more on, we get. And so for me, that was the key. That's what allowed me to break out of the inner city to where I was able to go to college, become a registered nurse, start my own business, and to the living the life that I have. It starts with being grateful.
Wow. This is an amazing story. I didn't know that about you. And I think this really brings perspective, like the things that we are grateful for and the things that we can be grateful for. I would never have thought of being grateful for being able to be off drugs and to not take any drugs in that particular situation. And you finding that in that situation, I think it's just amazing. It's wow.
Yeah, it's the key that keeps you going, right? Because once you find one thing to be grateful of, then you begin to see the other things that you're grateful for, right? And then you begin to see one more thing that you're grateful for. So it's what we focus on, it's what our brain is designed in a way that whatever it is that we're focusing on, it gives us more of that, right? We see more of the wrong. So when I started focusing on, oh, wait a minute, yeah, I do live in a house with no running water and no electricity, but my mom's got 4 of us. Nobody is taking drugs. And then I started realizing, wait a minute, I'm still going to school. We're still eating. We're still living. And in that instant, you begin to see outside of yourself, right? You begin to see outside of yourself. You begin, gratitude actually puts you into possibility. So I began to see what was possible for me because of the simple fact that, well, if I'm not on drug, well, there is hope for me, right? So you begin to see outside of yourself. And when you have problems, things aren't going well, you lose your job, you're bankrupt, you're getting a divorce. When you see inside of it, what happened is you have one meltdown after a meltdown after a meltdown. But if you can see outside of yourself and go, oh my God, but I'm still alive. Oh my God, you know what? I may have filed for bankruptcy, but I have a roof over my head. You begin to see outside of that. And what gratitude does is it gives you hope, right? And once we're hopeful, then we can take the correct actions, right? We take actions when we're hopeful to build the life that we want. And when we stay in those moments, like where my mother would stay in these moments where she just gave up, right? She just gave up. So there's no change coming, right? And so you also have to remember, you know, you're your own rescue. No one's going to rescue you. And so to rescue yourself, you start with being grateful. And that's the work you're doing to rescue yourself out of that situation.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I know from my own experience that gratitude helps you see the resources that you have around you, and it gives you the hope to get out of that situation instead of seeing all the threats, all the things that are going badly and that could even go even worse. It gives you that perspective, but your perspective on this, I think it's so powerful and so helpful to see things from that perspective, that in those situations it really gives you the hope, and it can actually get you out of a situation that's not really ideal for any of us.
Yeah, and even when you're successful, because I think the misconception is people see my life and they're like, wow, you're so successful. You know, you have a beautiful family life, you have a thriving business, and they see all the success. You just wrote a book, you became an international best-selling author, and they see all the success. But we always, as human beings, we always see the next level that we can go, right? It's like, well, I'd like to get to the next level. But then I wake up just the other day, I was feeling like, oh my God, I got so much I want to achieve. And I'm 43 years old. I'm having this conversation with God. I'm like, I'm 43 years old and these other big dreams aren't here yet. And as I was driving my son to school, I started this process in my head saying, Naomi, listen to yourself. Listen to what you're saying. Somebody didn't get up this morning. Somebody passed away this morning. Somebody lost their father. Somebody lost their mother. You didn't lose anybody this morning. You're alive. You're breathing. So many women would love to have the opportunity to drive their kid to school, but they don't get that opportunity. You know why? Because they have to go to work. You know, so many young mothers would love to be home with their child and having the conversation I'm having. So when you start talking to yourself like that, you start transforming your DNA, and it automatically put you into that state of feeling better and not being so overwhelmed over, oh my God, my dreams, and I don't have what I think I need. I don't have what I think I want, but look at what I do have. And I started saying, Naomi, you got a beautiful husband who loves you, who supports you. You got this beautiful son. Look, you're driving a car that's just practically brand new. What is wrong with you? And even successful people have to have those conversations with ourselves, because if we don't, we fall into what I call the pattern of being ungrateful. And the more we fall into that pattern, the more we stay where we're at. And so the quickest way to transform your life, to move out of the situation that you're in, is to just simply be grateful. There's a great little practice that I'd like to introduce your audience to that I do. And it starts like this. I kept a journal from the time I was probably about 12. And I would go around and I would write, you know, 10 things that I was grateful for. And I call it gratitude now. Those were the 10 things in my life that I was grateful for right now. And it's you keep it simple. I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for the moon. Whatever that thing is that you're grateful for, you write 10 things. And then I have gratitude intention. And actually, I have gratitude intentions, and what gratitude intentions are the things that you want to see them happen, but they have not happened yet. And you need to start being grateful for them, because they are going to happen. They're just not here yet. And so you start writing 10 things that you're grateful for. So one of mine was always, I am so grateful I'm a college graduate, because that was my big dream. I wanted to go to college. I wanted to graduate. And the universe, when you start being grateful for the things that you don't have, the universe moves people, circumstances, to actually get you what you want. And I was writing that, I believe, since I was like 12 years old. I was writing that, I'm so grateful I'm going to college. I'm so grateful I graduated college. Well, my mom had four children. There was no way she could pay college for me, you know, and, you know, she barely made $15,000. And I end up winning a writing scholarship that paid 4 years of college full for me. You see how that works?
So you wow. have
to constantly be grateful even for the things that you don't have. And so when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling you're down, when I have friends that call me, they're like, oh my God, my life sucks. And I'm like, well, it's great. Your life sucks. Now I want you to go get a journal and I want you to sit down and find 50 things that you're grateful for. And I had a friend, I just did this with him recently. And he's like, I can't find anything. I'm like, start with your breathing. Okay. Right. After writing 50 things that he was grateful for, he texts me and he says, Naomi, I am having an amazing day, right? It changes the energy. So if you look at my journal, you can easily see the days that I'm depressed, because you'll see 50 to 100 things that I'm grateful for, because I'm making myself get out of that energy through the practice of gratitude.
This episode is sponsored by SaveTheChildren.org. Save the Children believes every child deserves a future. In the United States and around the world, we work together every day to give children a healthy start in life, the opportunity to learn, and protection from harm. We deliver lasting results for millions of children, including those hardest to reach. We do whatever it takes for children, every day and in times of crisis, transforming their lives and the future we share. Right now, the coronavirus is the biggest global health crisis of our lifetime, and it threatens children in every way. COVID-19 has already left many children without caregivers, out of school, and exposed to violence and exploitation. Children's poverty is rising. With your support, we can help children in unsafe households and help support distance learning in the face of school closures. Here are some ways your support can make a difference. Choose one or two examples of how far a donation from $5 to $50 can help vulnerable children. Baby's First Book. $5 can buy a baby's first book, providing comfort and inspiring lifelong love of learning. Healthy Meals. $5 can provide a nutritious breakfast and lunch for a child who usually relies on school for food. Learning Supplies. $50 can deliver essentials that keep kids learning while out of school, like books, activities, and supplies. 20 Healthy Meals. $50 can serve 10 hungry out-of-school children a nutritious breakfast and lunch. These are just a few examples. You can go to savethechildren.org/savekids, savethechildren.org/savekids to find out more.
That's just amazing. Like, I love it. And I think that, for instance, when we get depressed, when we get down, is actually doing the reverse of this. Like, when we are in our mind, when we are stacking the negatives, we get to be more and more depressed, because we see this thing that doesn't work, that isn't okay, the other one, and when we have like 5 or 7 or more, it's like nothing works.
Right. And it's the same practice as gratitude, right? So when we start looking at the one thing that's wrong, like when I'm driving to school, I'm looking at this dream that's way up here and I haven't achieved it yet. So then if I keep looking at that, then there is the other thing that hasn't happened yet. And there's the other thing that hasn't happened yet. And so then you start spiraling down. So it's the same thing with gratitude. If you start looking at, oh, this is right. And then your brain, oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, that is right in my life right now. I have peace in my life right now. Or maybe I'm going through a divorce and I'm a single mom, but I have a supporting family. My mom is helping with the children. You know, you start finding those things, because they all are blessings, and there's blessing everywhere, right? If there was no blessing on this planet, we would not be here. We are already blessed. Just the fact that you get up and your heartbeat, that's a blessing. We are already blessed. So it takes us taking off our glasses of confusion, our glasses of everything that we want, and go, oh yeah, I have that. And I'm going to focus on that.
This is great. And I think that you're a great example of being grateful and of practicing gratitude and just understanding how it actually works. I love that, and I think that we can learn a lot from you, Naomi. Thank you. So my next question for you is, how do you feel that you have gotten to understand gratitude, like to really experience it, not just the idea of gratitude, but how did you get to actually feel gratitude and to experience it personally?
That's a great question. And you know why I love that question is because when I started practicing gratitude, I was doing a lot of things in my life before I even knew about the law of attraction, before I was into personal development and becoming a better person. I think I was just doing it unconsciously because it made me feel good. And I was always looking for that feel good feeling so that, because things were so bad at home, you know. Also, I had a very abusive brother. I was verbally abused and physically abused. And so things were so bad at home that I needed something to make me feel good. And so I started really practicing gratitude, but then things happened in my life and my life transformed for the simple fact that I was practicing gratitude. And as you know, gratitude is a universal law. So I was actually applying the law. But honestly, I had never really felt gratitude, but I was applying the law. And if you apply the law, it cannot fail, right? The law of attraction cannot fail. If you apply the law, what you plant, you're going to get. So there I was. I ended up leaving the inner city. I graduated college, got an amazing job that transferred me to Atlanta, Georgia. I started traveling the country. And then I found myself wanting to work on my anger issues that I was having at the time. So I started digging deep. I went to some counseling that wasn't working. And then I started digging deep. And then I found out about the whole New Age movement of gratitude. And that was when I was like, oh my God, I've always said it, but how do I really, really feel it? And to feel it is to practice it. And so whatever we put our energy in, that's what we get. T. Hoff Eker says where energy goes, result flows, right? So you're going to see the result. And so I started really every day saying, I am going to feel gratitude. And I would be driving my car and I'm like, I'm going to feel gratitude. I'm going to feel grateful. And I would keep saying all the things that I was grateful for. And one day as I was driving, I was on the expressway and I'll never forget that. And I started this process for like 3 months of, I want to feel truly what gratitude feel like. And gratitude hit me on the road. And I had to pull my car over and I started sobbing because for the first time, I look at my life and I felt like I shouldn't even be alive. But here I was at the age of 23. I had broken out of the poverty. I was living in an amazing apartment building. I had everything I needed. I was tripling the income that my mom made, and I was only 23 years old. And so to really feel gratitude is to keep practicing it, to keep looking at your life. And I had never looked at my life that way. I had never looked at my success that way. Like, oh my God, you don't even belong where you're at. And so when you keep practicing it, when you keep seeking for it, you will feel it. And actually, it's the feeling that actually transforms your life and take you up to that higher life.
This is great. This is great. I feel the same. And it has been my experience as well that when we bring the feeling of it, that's when the results actually come. And just feeling the gratitude is amazing. Even if things don't manifest or don't manifest as fast as you would like them to, feeling that feeling every single day is just amazing. So how do we do it? What do you do, for instance, every day in order to for you to feel grateful consistently?
Well, you know, every day we were talking about this before we went live. I have a practice, and gratitude is just like when you want to live that life, it has to become a way of life. It's just like how we say diet and exercise, right? We talk about that all the time in society, especially here in America. We have a huge obesity problem. So we talk about, you know, diet and exercise. It's a way of life. You got to live that way. Well, gratitude is the same thing. And people don't understand that gratitude is something that you have to live that way. And so what I do is I get up every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning and I take about an hour. And the first thing when I get up is the very first thing I do is I just lay there. I just feel my heart beating. And I just say, thank you, God. I open my eyes again. And each time that I wake up, I feel grateful because it means that I still have an opportunity to achieve that dream that I was talking about. That's way up here just because I'm alive. And so I start my day that way, you know? And so I lay there and then I go through my mind eyes and I start thinking about all of the things that are right in my life. You know, I start being grateful, you know, like I said, that I wake up and that my heart is beating. That's me that, oh my God, I can still achieve my dream. This is good. This is great. I give thanks for the bed that I'm laying on. I give thanks for my husband who's loving and supportive. And I go and I do this for about 15, 20 minutes. And then I journal. I write down if I wake up and I feel my energy is really, really bad, I definitely journal. I would recommend that you journal at least once a week on things that you are grateful for. And so that's really my practice. And I do that every day. And then I let it flow through me throughout the day. And when things aren't going good and I'm having a bad day, we all have those days. Have you ever had a day where everything goes wrong? And that was my Monday this week. And as I'm going through that day, I'm going, wow, this didn't work out. But you know what? I start thinking about the things that I have coming up that I could be grateful for. Like I start saying, God, I'm going to be on the gratitude podcast. So that's great. It's Monday, but it's coming on Thursday. And I start putting that out there. I start putting that energy out there. And so it automatically makes me feel awesome. So if you've got something that you're excited about that's coming up, pull that into being grateful for that, even though it's not here yet, but it can actually pull you out of that energy. So it's every day. It's what I do. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I spend an hour in meditation. I calm my mind. I calm my heart. And I just sit in and I just go through my life and think about the things that I'm grateful for. One of the things that I'm doing now to bring even more gratitude in my life is to go back into my life and take moments of your life. Go back into your life, and I'm doing that myself, is I go back into my life and I take moments of my life and I visualize them, moments that had happened that was wonderful, that was amazing. And I go back and I step into those moments as if they were happening. I started doing that by listening to Tony Robbins, who does the priming. And it's amazing that I find so many moments in my life that has happened that were amazing that I never even took the time to be grateful for. And so that's what I do every single day.
Yes, about that we do this, and it's so interesting for me to catch myself do it as well. And that's why I believe that having a gratitude practice is so important. Like, for instance, if you're a busy person, something great happens, maybe, I don't know, someone tells you that you did your job great, or someone just, I don't know, gives you a compliment one way or another. If you're busy and you need to go do another thing and another thing and another thing, you just enjoy that particular thing for, I don't know, 10 seconds or so.
Seconds, right?
Exactly. And afterwards you go about your day, and if you don't remember that, if you don't look back and appreciate that moment, it just goes by and unnoticed. Yeah. Unappreciated.
Yes.
And when you think about how your day was, you may not even remember it if you don't pay a little attention to what actually happened. And it's a pity, in my opinion, to have those positive experiences and to not take the time to appreciate them, to
Yes.
And write them down.
Yeah. And then you realize that you always want more, right? That was my problem. I always want more because I think I got addicted to success. Cause you know, we get a, you know, it's sad to say that, but I got addicted to success because I realized, wait a minute, from where I come from to where I'm at, I want more, man, bring it on. And so one of the things that happened to me as I'm going back into looking at these moments in my life and how I missed those moments. So when I was about somewhere between 12 and 14 years old, I had read the book Jurassic Park. And I wanted to, I love the whole thing, the whole idea of going to Jurassic Park. And so I would take like boxes and I would cut it up. And I didn't even know about visualization, making visual boards at the time. And I would go to the store and I said, sir, do you have a box? We're inner city kids. We have no money. They're like, yeah, sure. Take as many as you want. I'd cut them open and I'd find magazine and I'd find picture of everything that had to do with Jurassic Park. And I wanted to see the Golden Gate Bridge. And I was really focused on seeing that bridge. Someday I'd love to see that. And I cut everything I wanted to see. And I wanted to see where they shot Jurassic Park. And I put it on there on my board. And every day around our small living room was probably no more than like, you know, less than, I would say like a box, really. And my mom used to make fun of me and she's like, why do you have all these things there? Right. And so I'd line them up because I didn't have any place to put them. So I'd line them up and every day I'd look at them and I'd feel good about them. Well, you know, funny story. I got a job that moved me to California and I moved literally 6 miles away from the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
And I was walking that over that bridge for 3 years and never even realized. You know, this actually, when I talk about this, it gives me chills because I never even realized that this was one of your biggest dreams. And you achieved it. You walked that across that gate for fitness sake 3 times a week and you never, ever, ever even realized it. Then I realized I went to Hawaii and I did a helicopter ride and the guy took us to see the Wall of Tears where Jurassic Park was shot.
Wow.
And here's what happened when you're hungry for success all the time. You miss on those opportunities of those dreams. You achieve the dream. You don't even realize you achieved the dream, but it's like, because I didn't take the time to really be grateful for every moment in my life. And so now I'm going backward going, what were those moments? Right? What was those exactly. moments? Because that was an epic moment to go from living in a house with no running water, no electricity for 4 years with a mother of four who made $15,000 a year trying to support four children to having the opportunity to live 6 miles from the Golden Gate Bridge, one of the most expensive part of the country. It's just phenomenal, right? Phenomenal achievement, but you forget, right? And so that's why I do that practice is going back and taking a look at those moments in your life and truly be grateful for them. And when I do those moments, I tell you, they bring me to tears because I'm like, how did I miss that?
This is wonderful. And I think it's such a great practice to have. And I'm sure that our listeners will find many moments in their life that they might have missed or they might have not thought about too much. And these are gifts that we are given, but we just pass them by sometimes and we fail to appreciate them. And the funny thing is that we get to feel that life isn't that great, but it actually is. And we just need to see it, to acknowledge it, to remember it. And by the way, you mentioned these memories. Who are the people in your life that you are grateful for that have helped you reach this point in your life?
You know, there's so many people that I'm grateful for. And I know sometimes I say, when I say that, I say I sound like an oxymoron for saying that. But I came from a really abusive home. My brother was very abusive. My sibling wasn't good to me. My mom wasn't present for me at all. And but those are the people that I am the most grateful for. And here's why, because they shaped my life. They taught me things that I would not have the life that I had if it had not been for all of the people that bullied me in school, all of the people, the aunts and uncles that were abusive, that told me I wasn't going to be anybody, that really, really, I'm the darkest one in my family. And so because of the color of my skin, I've always felt I was ugly. And they never really supported me. It was all of those people. I am the most grateful for them because they've given me tools. And so when we look at the ex-husband that didn't work out, the annoying sister, the annoying brother, the mom that wasn't there, the mom that's not loving, it really is. They are there to give you those lessons. And the person that I became, the independent person that I became, that overachiever that I became, all happened because they prepared me for it. So those are some of the most people that I'm grateful for the most in my life. You know, my mom, my dad, he made a lot of bad choices, but he played an important role of teaching me how to be a moral person. You know, how to not lie, how to live a straight, decent life. And so there's a lesson that these people bring us. My mom, in her absenceness, taught me that it was important for me to be present. And so she really prepared me for motherhood. So now I have a 6-year-old. I understand the value of being present. I understand the value of installing these lessons in him, giving him confidence, making him believe in who he is. And so I want your audience to kind of, when you're looking at the people that you are grateful for, and I've had amazing mentors that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my my marketing coach right now, Kathy Kidd. I'm grateful for Susie Carter, who's one of she's like my rock, and Kevin, who believed in my dreams for me to be able to do that, Kevin Woldron. But I want your audience to also go back and take a look at the relationships that weren't good and see what you can be grateful for. Because I miss that, right? Because it was always, oh, this wasn't good, this was bad. And then now, like I said, going back and looking at those relationships, I go, oh, wow, I am the woman that I am today because of my mother. And so I'm really grateful for those people.
This is incredible. And I can feel that you're talking from experience. You're talking from actually having forgiven them and being able to actually get the gratitude from those experiences and see that you are who you are today thanks to them. And this is so powerful and so amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. So we are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, where can our audience find you? Where can our audience see your work?
Oh, my work is actually really available right now. I wrote my first book in December, which I'm so excited about. I became an international best-selling author, and the title of the book is Embrace the Mirror. And I love it because in this book, what I do is I literally teach you how to take your life to the next level. It's all about embracing who you are, accepting where you are, right? And that's all gratitude. When we can accept where we are, we can move forward. And so it's available on Amazon. You can also go to embracethemirror.com, and then you will find my work there at Embrace the Mirror. That's my company. The book is actually there. So if you'd like an autographed copy of the book, all you do is click on the book, and then you can order an autographed copy and I get it to you. I'm getting ready to launch. When you go to my website, there's so much thing that I do. I also, one of my favorite topic is self-love, loving ourselves. So you can get that also on my website. I'm getting ready to launch a big, huge summit where I'm talking about reinventing you, right? So no matter where we are in our lives, we can reinvent ourselves. And the quickest way to reinvent yourself, guess what? I'm sure you guys know this by now, gratitude.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to reinvent yourself, if you want to climb out of the divorce, you want to leave corporate America, start your own business, no matter what you want to do, we start with gratitude. It's been so amazing journey for me.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing so much of you, of your life, of your experience with us. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This has been amazing. And have a wonderful day. And don't forget, no matter where you're at, no matter how bad it looks, not only that somebody else has it worse than you, but you have an opportunity to meet your dream each and every day you wake up.
That's beautiful. The perfect idea to end our conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes.